Yes.
David Warren
is
Rebecca and Federico Feldstein's first child.
And he was born on November 7th, and he's making us very happy.
They decided to hire a doula to help them with the birth without drugs, if possible.
The whole idea of the doula is very beautiful. It makes a lot of sense because they are there to support you in a time of uncertainty.
The word doula comes from the ancient Greek for servant or slave. Today, a doula is a woman who provides emotional and physical support during labor and childbirth, like a coach or historically the village elder. But when that time of uncertainty came and Rebecca's contractions started, the doula disappeared. Rebecca says they called her after the doctor said to come in.
And she said to wait and to call her in a couple hours.
So they did. But then she says they couldn't reach her by phone or text or anything.
After a couple hours of not being able to reach her and not knowing what was coming, insofar as how fast this process works, we decided to call the doctor again, who again said you need to come to the hospital. So that's what we did.
It was 14 hours, figures Rebecca, before the doula called back.
At that point, I really was disenchanted by her coming and helping me out because my contractions were getting stronger. You know, I was very upset that we had to make all these decisions on our own, and I didn't want to be coached by her at that point.
After a long labor and an epidural, Rebecca delivered a healthy baby. Though thrilled with the outcome, they were confused and angry about their doula's disappearance. And there's little they or anyone else can do besides spreading the word, because the profession has no licensure or real regulating body.
Most doulas are trained, if not certified, with one of a few major national and international organizations. And each of those organizations has a scope of practice or a code of ethics that doulas must operate within.
Renee Weimer is a certified doula with Labor of Love, a group of independent doulas that provide prenatal and childbirth services.
However, you don't have to be certified by one of these groups or even trained by a group to call yourself a doula, so there's a lot of gray area there.
At a Meet the Doulas tea, Weimer explained that their team of doulas are all certified or working toward that goal. They back each other up, and together they've attended more than 1,000 births. And she spelled out some of the boundaries of what doulas do and don't do.
We're not there to provide medical advice, to question your care provider's medical advice. That's not our job at all. Our job is to remind you of your goals, to remind you of your power and your strengths, and to help you make informed decisions throughout your pregnancy and labor.
For Heather and Andy McIntyre, who have no family in town, having a doula there during an unexpected 7-week early delivery gave them reassurance.
I was definitely glad that she was there. It was nice to have a familiar face. It was comforting to have her there.
Still, being there is the first rule of being a doula. Because there's no regulating body, it's important to really do your homework before hiring someone. Again, Renee Weimer.
I think I would look into their training and experience. There are also several websites that allow previous clients to write testimonials, so you could look for some references and some testimonials. And then the biggest thing is really going to be that personal connection. You know, you're inviting somebody into that really intimate time, and I think that's the most important thing. When that person walks into your space, are you going to be glad they're there?
And if they're not there, will there be someone standing by? For WABE News, I'm Susan Middleman.